When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Aw, shit, baby. Welcome to the 100th episode.
Woo! Let's fucking go.
Yo, yeah. That was bigger than I thought.
Yo, bro,
I couldn't pop my shit.
Oh, it's all good, bro. Hey, cheers.
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 Boom.
Cheers.
Yo, that confetti was...
Oh, by the way, where's the bottle at?
Oh, right here.
Over there? Right here. Yo, let's show what bottle we're fucking popping tonight, brothers. Yo, we're bringing back an old segment that we had in one of the other podcasts early on. We're reviewing a bottle, okay? We're going to try to finish this by the end of the episode. I think it's very much doable. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. First, okay, rate that shit 1 to 10 real quick.
That was amazing, honestly. I would say a 9.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say 9.
I was going to give it a 9.
That is very fire.
It's not perfect, but it's very
Crown
good.
Crown Royal Blackberry. Okay, listen. Blackberry. I compiled a video out of this. So this is the 100th episode. We have 100 episodes before this. So I compiled a video of... You know, some of the best moments. It's not 100 moments, but it's some of the best moments that we've had.
Yes,
and we're going to react to it here.
Yes,
live.
With my boy. By the way, this is Lalo.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hold on, brother. Yeah, you're right. Hold on, to my motherfucking right. We have the special guest of the episode. Is the boy Lalo, our number one gifter.
This is him right here.
So if y'all want to get on these podcasts, bro, y'all just got to give. That's it, brother.
Keep on gifting. Yes, sir.
And to the right of him, he's been here forever, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
He saved this podcast. He saved my life. Is young Austin from the North, 6'3", 175 pounds.
All right. I'm actually gonna re up on this drink right
now. Yeah, re up on that drink real quick, brother. Re up on that drink.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm twin. Ready. Let's roll this fucking video. Let's go. Oh shit, baby. No Welcome way. Back to another A85 podcast. It is the first one on YouTube. Can I get a fucking round of applause, baby? Let's go. One.
Yeah, this is the very first ever episode.
Okay, I go to people like right there near me. I was like, hey, everybody, follow my fucking lead. And then I wait till the fucking sickest beat drop, and it was a beauty. It was at a fucking masterpiece. I think Pursuit of Happiness was on. You just hear the bass come, and I was like, hey, ATO. Dude, the whole fucking place was jumping.
Yo, that shit is fucking amazing, bro.
Those times. Some guy was like, what?
Yeah. What? ATL, ho, what?
What'd you go to the bar for?
I don't even remember.
I went to get water from Carol G. Because she was
Shout out Leslie, shout out Gio, brother.
While he turned around, I saw the opportunity. I was like, golden, bro. I was like, Leslie.
Take that shot right now.
I was like, Leslie, go, take it right now.
Just I was quick. Looking, and literally, I was like, took that shot. I put that fucking lime in my mouth.
And right when
and
I get
then
back,
he comes back, I'm like,
why do you have a lime in your mouth? And she's like, oh, this is where it's
I think that's where you fucked it, bro. You had the lime, bro. Like, you're not going to be sipping
on
the lime.
No, but you did.
She lied to me. I told
her. No, but look.
But that's all because you didn't let me.
We're going to address the elephant in the room. Me and Gio are no longer doing this together. We decided to split ways.
It tells the story, brother.
Yeah.
I pulled the knife.
Now, this is the solo season.
I guess people see me walking rooms.
This is season 2 episode.
Outside the room is like 10 people.
Yo, shout out to Kier, brother. I got a story about him after this.
Fuck, everybody's watching. Now I got to do it. Oh, no. My peers are watching. Like, bruh, somebody else come out of nowhere. It's my partner from Valdosta shit. He walk in and he's like, where the fuck my $20 at? And the most ironic part about it, the guy that only had $20 to lose.
Yeah, the less money.
Popped the most shit. He punched him dead in his face. And
what?
Then the Crip dude kicked him dead in his face. I was like, man, I'm about to take the cake. I'm about to stab him. <on that." laughs> I was kind of stabbing him like,
Jesus.
Bro, they were beating the shit out of his face, bro. I couldn't even stab him in the face or neck because like it was covered by fists and kicks and shit. So I'm like, your ribs.
Yo, this man's wild, bro. Prison stories,
in front of
by the
me,
way.
We have the fucking goat of the knock is what they're calling him.
Here we go.
Notorious. Hey, my name is Austin.
Oh, no way.
Look at his mouth. Squeaker Austin, brother. He's came a long way.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Oh, who's that?
Big Joggers, brother.
Big Joggers. Oh, the bad guy.
Dude, always. Why, like, for what reason? Because I'm assuming it started before, like, you know, all the drinking and shit. It started probably when you were a youngin', right?
Yeah, it did start. I first thought it was because I was black, but,
yeah. It's because I'm black. I'm here with a guest. It's the homie Destiny, bro.
Shout out Destiny.
This
was her first ever appearance.
Bro, we're going crazy, bro. We're taking over.
This is going to take N85 to the next fucking level, baby. It's my honor, it's my privilege to introduce the newest co-host to the N85 podcast, Miss Destiny Juarez.
Yeah!
How do you pop this?
Cheers, guys.
Doug.
Came a long way, brother.
So you guys already know my name. My name is Austin.
And I'm gotta put this one
third co-host of NAU5 Podcast. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Bro, as soon as they do that fucking weird, I will fight you. I don't care.
Dude, you pushing for real? Like,
yes, I fucking punched
like
him.
How? Like,
he, he was a French guy. He was he thought shit was sweet, bro. He grabbed my ass and I was like, get the fuck off me. He was like,
whoa. So what? You were like, croissant. Boom. We just like connected, bro, instantly. But we,
who am I talking about?
What is so funny, bro?
Funny, bro.
She might have been like weighing her options or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I guess she ended up talking to me like most of the night. Dude, what the fuck is so funny, bro?
What is that? The thing is, brother.
Wait.
The thing is, you're like,
you heard what I said? Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yo.
Here we go.
There
we go.
That's his wife. Like, you see
the picture. I see it.
Hold on. Can I read what it says?
Yeah, it's unexpected.
Aren't you gonna slap his ass or something?
I love my wife.
Yo, where you get that though?
Young guy, anyone?
And you guys might notice there is one less person.
Oh, yes, God. Let's start with the elephant in the room, brother. No more deaths.
He's had the destiny,
no more deaths.
It wasn't a bad thing. It was actually very mutual. It was mutual. She was just in a different path in life. Bro, it's been 2 years since I've seen this fucking
sexy. Here we go. The return.
It's your boy Geo, Neo Geo, Optic Geo. I came to a realization, like, you know, it started hitting me. It started like, ah, damn, this guy was my boy. This guy was my brother, you know what I'm saying? And I had to look myself in the mirror and be like, time to apologize. And that's what I did. I went up to him like a man and no pride. So I apologized to him and said, yo, I could have handled something this and this better. You know, I'm thankful for you, brother.
Oh, wow.
I would not be here if it wasn't for this man. You were the first person in my life, in my whole life, that ever stood up to me and said, like, yo, I don't fuck with that. Like how true friends were supposed to do, right?
And so, I'm very proud of you, brother.
Thank
you're
brother.
Doing great now.
You know?
And he has changed ever since then.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm tearing up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, bro. You get a little emotional. You're like, fuck, bro. We came a long way, brother. That shit is fucking lit. That's why I decided to make it like that. I'm like, dude, this is like a journey. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like something we do like every weekend, just you know, it is whatever, you know, like if we've changed so dynamically as people, you know, people have come and gone, you know, like,
that's
and
right.
Friendships have changed, even us ourselves have changed.
Let me pour you
like,
up right quick, bro, because this one's for you.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Oh, here we go. Okay, pour it up, brother.
Pour it up first.
Oh, yeah, get me in there, brother. Hey, if y'all want to see these TikToks done live, by the way, make sure to go subscribe to the TikTok. Well, these videos. I said TikToks. Go watch on the TikTok, bro. We're fucking back, baby.
We're fucking back.
We thought it was gone, but we're fucking back.
This one's to Anthony, man. This man, Anthony, bro, this man's work ethic is insane, bro. This man, everything you see, bro, because of this guy right here, bro. This man does all the editing, all the TikToks, all the reels. The camera, the AV audio, you know, tech. That's him, bro. He's the producer. He's the AV tech. He's a co-host. You know what I'm saying? He started this whole TikTok shit, bro. He grew the followers from 0 to 10K. And this, I promise you, everything around here, brother, we would not be here if it wasn't for him. So this one's to you, brother.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate the kind words. Let's do this.
Love you, bro.
I love you too, brother. Yo, and it's literally like, it's a group effort, you know what I'm saying? Because like, oh, you know what's funny? I texted Des today. You know, I was watching that and I got it like emotional too. And I was like, fuck, bro. I really got to hand it to Des. You know, I got to appreciate your, like, cause like after that solo, like season kind of part that I did, like that solo run, there was a point where I was like, I don't want to do this anymore, bro. I was like, I really don't want to. I was like, I have fun doing this with Des and Des is cool as fuck. She was like really one of my best homies at the time. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna get her on the pod, bro. I'm gonna ask her to be on the pod, you know, because I have a good like chemistry and we bounce back and forth really well. So I was like, I'm gonna ask her to be on the pod, like co-host permanently. And if she doesn't want to, then that's a sign. I'm just gonna end it here. So I asked her and everything.
She was like, "Yeah, I'm fucking down. Let's do
that's
this shit." Great.
Oh, so then that's what gave you the fire.
That literally fucking saved it, bro. If it wasn't for her, bro, we would not be here today, yo. And I appreciate everybody in the fucking TikTok for being here, bro. Yo, but listen, yeah, I texted her. I was like, "Dude, I appreciate you so much, bro. Like, you saved this when it was like almost gone. You know what I'm saying? We're still here because of you and shit like that. And I appreciate all the moments that we did share on the podcast and off the podcast, because like even off the podcast, she was like a really, really good friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta learn to appreciate those kind of people. And even though we don't talk anymore, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that she knows and understands that, you know, there's a part of, like, she holds a special place in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
So sweet. Did she text you back?
No, she didn't text me back. She left me on red.
She left you on red, but you left her speechless, bro. That's the thing, bro. That's straight.
And even with Gio. What?
Oh, they can't see. I was going to say the balloons, bro. The balloons.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, yo, listen, brother. It's looking kind of ghetto. Y'all can't see it right there. But, yo, these 100 balloons behind us, brother, they're kind of ghetto. We didn't have a one.
There was no more ones, bro.
Is what it is, brother.
Party City had no helium, bro.
Yo, what's up with Party City, brother?
They're going out of business, bro.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
Even that dynamic with Gio, bro, like, you know, I told you when I first, that first came to mind where I was like, yo, I think I'm going to hit him up. You know what I'm saying? I hadn't talked to him in 2 years. We fell off kind of bad. But I was like, nah, I got to man up. I got to, like, apologize. Like, you guys saw in the video. Because I knew that, like, you know, if we rekindled, like, everything would be cool. Like, and I knew he was understanding and shit like that. And I valued our friendship, you know what I'm saying? When it was good, it was great, bro. So I was like, okay, like, we can save this. We can, you know, value something like this. Yo, Cisco in the fucking
chat, brother. That's what I'm talking about, Cisco. We got to have him on. Yeah. I know he wants to
Yo,
be on.
Cisco with the 3 lightning bolts. 5 lightning bolts.
Dude,
yo,
I don't know.
Cisco.
If he comes on, bro, I don't know. He's not going to fit in the frame, bro. That boy is tall as hell, bro.
We should do like a lit one. Like, you know, we should get him on a drunk.
Yo, Cisco, you're like 6'4", right? He's like at least 6'4".
Yeah, that motherfucker is huge, bro.
Boy, tall as hell.
Yeah. But yeah, that shit is fucking lit, brother.
Yesterday, this is what my little story I want to tell you. I went on a solo date. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. Austin, brother. Getting back into the fucking game. Let's go. Let's hear this shit.
It's Friday night.
And who's the lucky guy, brother?
It's me, bro. It's me. But, yeah, you know, it's Friday night. I went to the gym kind of late. It was like 8, 9 o'clock. Got home, showered, and I was like, bro, I want to go out. But, you know, I'm not going to wait at nobody else. I'm going to take myself out. You know what I'm saying? But it was late, and there was, like, I want to go eat. I didn't want to go to a club. I just wanted to, dress up nice. Feel myself and go out to eat at a restaurant by myself.
Holy shit. That's what I wanted to do. Shit, brother. That's a risky move, bro. Because listen, brother, you go there and then you sit down, you eat, you're like, I'm depressed. I'm fucking alone.
It was a little lonely type vibes.
Yeah. Talk me through it, though.
So it was late. So I was looking at restaurants to go. I don't know anywhere to go. Like, I didn't want to go to Olive Garden. I didn't want to go to Longhorn. And it was like 11, 11:30. And most places close at 12.
Right.
But I saw this one place. Near me. It was near me. It closed at 1. Hooters. Now, hold on. Wait a minute, everybody.
Okay, now
wait
I see why this man went on
stop,
that date.
Stop.
Okay.
I went there for the food, all right? Leave me alone. I'm single, okay? Leave me alone. Yeah, so I went there, right? I'm like, fuck, this is kind of depressing. Going to Hooters alone, that's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy work. But I went, and my waitress, she's cute, obviously. Come on, stop playing. She's a little Latina, cool beans. She sent me down. She's like, just you? Just me.
No, hell no.
Yeah, she's like, you want a high top or you want a booth? I was like, give me the booth. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me. So, I'm just there. She's like, what do you want today? I was like, let me get a margarita going. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling myself tonight. I like how I look today. You know what I'm saying? I got a margarita. So what you want to eat? Let me get a chicken biscuit, not biscuit. Let me get a chicken sandwich, curly fries.
Hell yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. So, dude, I think I'm lightweight now, but that drink was hitting. I only drank one. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving. One. I'm out here eating my food. You know what I'm saying? It's like, she comes back. She's like, you need anything else? I was like, with food in my mouth, I was like, can I get some napkins? And she was like, no, hold on. I said this. I was like, can I get some napkins? And she goes, can I get some napkins?
No way! You fucking flames. Is this Dick's last resort, bro?
Dude,
what's going on
dude,
right
that
now?
Shit caught me so off guard. I was like, wait, what? And she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, no, you're good. That was funny. And she's like, that is right here, bro. I was like, I appreciate you. Nah, and yeah, I just ate my food. I was being a very respectful king.
keeping my eyes on the food only. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about cake, by the way. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying. I was just eating my food, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was very nice. It's very peaceful. It was new. It's new to me because I eat alone at lunch. Like, I'll go out to a place, you know, like Chipotle, and I'll sit down at the booth by myself and I'll eat. But this was like a different vibe. I actually felt...
It was intentional.
It was like, yeah, like, fuck it. I'm going to be alone. And it felt weird. Like, it did feel very lonely. I was on my phone most of the time, you know, waiting for food and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Like, what's the vibes? You know what I'm saying?
I was like, well, it's just us, Austin, just me and you.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing about, like, going out. Like, you have to love yourself in order to do things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to really enjoy your own company because, like, if you don't enjoy yourself, then you're not, like, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Like, if you don't like being alone, like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, you need to fix that first.
And you know what that gives me? Like, you know how, like, in the movies you see, like, a retired guy just go to the bar, the same bar. They're like,
yeah.
They're like, the usual bill? Yep. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That gives me that kind of vibes and shit. I was thinking about the other day, because I've been working. Like, there's sometimes where I have to work, like, longer hours and shit. Like, whenever I'm done, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? You know how low voltage goes?
Yeah, I know how it goes, bro. We all low voltage
people. Yeah, bro. You know, and so, like, I was like, damn, if I was, like, a single man right now, like, you'd have all the time in the world. I could literally just go to, like, a random, like, you know, tavern or something, or, like, a random, like, bar and get something to eat, watch sports, just, like, and whenever I'm done, I could just go home. Like, the freedom of the singleness is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's the cool part about that. Like,
it's cool.
It's double-edged sword, but it's lonely. It's cool, but it's lonely as well.
Yeah.
But you have to navigate it in a way where you feel, like, at peace. That's also another thing. Loneliness could also be peace as well. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because then I realized, now this is not my situation, by the way, before my wife comes out yelling at me. But I sometimes before, like, I got into, like, a real relationship like this, I saw people that worked like 60 hours, 70 hours a week type shit. I'm like, how the fuck they do that shit, bro?
It's this guy right here. This man be
for real. I see you. I know. Wow. I be seeing you up north. I'm like, damn. But then I realized, I'm like, oh, they rather, now this is kind of crazy to say, they rather get the headache of, like, oh shit, I'm doing a lot of physical labor, than the headache of, like, y'all going home and then a woman, you know what I'm saying? But kind of like that, but not really. Like, oh shit, like, I gotta actually go take care of the kids. I gotta go pick up this kid. I got all this to do.
Maybe,
but instead, I'm out here making money, and, like, you know, putting my hours.
They want to get the bag, you know what I'm saying? That's probably what they want to do.
So I can understand that now. I'm like, oh shit, okay, like, you rather just, like, you know, go out, make money and shit. So I think that's why sometimes people can justify, like, you know, having a stay-at-home wife and shit, and then you going out and, like, working and shit. Would you do that, Lalo?
What?
Would you have a stay-at-home wife? Like, would you be the sole provider, or are you more like nah, you gotta go work too, bro?
Nah, I'd rather have a stay-at-home wife.
Oh shit! Put in like a nice 60 to 70 hours a week. Would you do that?
Yep.
He's like, I do that now.
Yeah, I think I would do the same thing. I don't, just because you know, I'm progressive. I want them to have their own careers. Bruh. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think the waitress would kind of fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? You know, I asked for the bill. She brings the bill to me. She writes, thanks, cutie. Hearts around.
Oh, no way. Is this cap?
No cap in my rap.
You should have brought the fucking receipt, because, like, I don't know if I believe,
like,
this, brother.
I was like, nah, she writes this for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she wants the tips. I was like, did it work? Yeah, so it did work. I gave her 20 more than usual, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was going to give her 5. I gave her 7.
Yo, this guy's crazy.
this camera's out.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, that was my solo date, and I feel like
you didn't ask her for, like, a number or, like, anything, bro? What was going on,
bro? I'm a nonchalant dread, you know what I'm saying? Dreadhead.
Oh, hell no.
You haven't seen those? That shit's funny on TikTok. But yeah, I'm just nonchalant. You know what I'm saying? Got to play it cool.
Right. Okay, that's what's up, man.
Can't be a little. You can't be a simp, especially at Hooters.
That's not simping, though. She said cutie, bro.
But dude, like I said,
it doesn't get
probably,
more of a sign than
she
that.
She probably writes that for her.
Yeah, she wanted a tip. She's like, oh, this lonely motherfucker. Like,
I'm about to fucking drain his ass. You know? Oh, you want some?
Love yeah, him. Pass it.
And there's a sign there too. She's like, there's a sign on the wall, the Hooters, that says, consumption of alcohol might lead
to you thinking you have a chance with these Hooters girls?
No way, you don't, bro. Okay. Yo, they be making bank, bro. I knew this girl in high school, bro. We were cool, and she would always tell me she worked at Hooters, and she would always tell me like, "Yeah, bro, I only work like 3 days a week. I come home with like two bands." Dude. I'm like, "Shit,
bro." Once I get shredded, like I'm talking shredded. I know you see. I think it's in Puerto Rico. There's like a bar where there's like dudes no shirt on, but they're like ripped and they're like bartenders. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, you're trying to go eat there to go watch the guys? I don't know
why they're on my For You page or anything. But yeah, they're like bartenders. They're like all shredded as fuck. And it's all girls like at the freaking bars. So yeah, I feel like you get hella tips, you know.
Oh, so you're saying you're trying to go work there or what?
Yeah, I was trying to go work there. You know what I'm saying?
What were you saying, Chad? Austin working over there, bro? Oh, hell nah.
Come on, stop playing with me.
Yo, if your girl's bringing home 2 racks a week, bro, Lalo, you letting her work at Hooters or not? What's it looking like?
2 racks a week?
2 racks a week.
Shush.
You letting her work at Hooters?
No.
Damn.
Aiming
for
See,
you?
You're not.
Hey, that's what's up, though. I respect that.
I'd rather work the 80.
You're not a hustler? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, so, yeah, like, you're not thinking about the bag, bro. You're not really thinking about
I'd rather
bag.
Work 80 hours a week.
Hey, shout out, Lalo, bro. Yep. That's valid.
And I feel like, you know, if you have a girl like that, you have to have the trust. The trust has to be there that she's not, you know, she's only doing it for the bag only, right? She's not flirting for, you know, emotional reasons. Yeah, yeah. She's actually, if he's just doing it for the bag, it's all cool. Like, I don't care.
Depends how you like. You know, everybody likes their relationship different. Some people just don't want to see their girl with their ass cheeks out, right?
Right.
Slinging some wings, bro. They'd rather her be at home just chilling, you know? So.
Well, as of right now, I don't care, right? As of right now.
Yeah. I don't think I'd care either. But shit, I mean, tease or do it.
But I do want to start doing that a lot more often. Just taking myself out. But I was having a hard time thinking of restaurants to go to. You go on dates, I'm assuming. What's a good restaurant to go to?
I haven't gone on a date in so long, brother. Don't call me out like that,
damn,
dude.
Damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Wait. I was going to say, like, Valentine's Day is coming up, but I don't want to expose your plans.
No. I got something cooking okay, for cooking? Valentine's Day.
So you can't say it right now.
Yeah. You know what? See, about me is, like, I don't like going to places. I'd rather do something.
But you have to
date.
You have to go like somewhere to a place.
Nah, see, that's the thing. I don't like going to a place. Like, I'd rather like share a moment with you, like somewhere. Like we go to a park. Hey, something free, brother. That's what I'm trying to say, bro. Yeah, I ain't trying to bust out $100 on a fucking dinner when we could literally do something for $20 and it'll still be fucking awesome, bro. I'm cheap like that. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's a thought that counts, right?
That's what I'm saying, bro. She's gonna be equally as happy with $100 date. Then a $20 date, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we come in.
I believe me and Lalo have the same plans for Valentine's Day, right?
What's the same plan?
We're going to the gym.
I think this man's plans are different, bro. This man has some girls. I can tell.
Hey, I don't know if you guys the cameras can see this, but my boy got mosquitoes in his house or something.
That's what I'm saying. These mosquitoes are going crazy.
Big mosquitoes.
The Zika virus is insane,
brother.
This man was in my room talking about, yo, help me out with this, bro. Help me out take out these mosquitoes. He was doing the cold spoon method. I don't know if you ever heard of that. You put a spoon in the freezer.
Oh, it's cold. And you like
you just like rub it out.
I've seen somebody do like a whisk, like you know those fucking baking whisks. They just fucking. Yo, if anybody in the chat has gotten rid of the mosquito bites, let me know how y'all get rid of those, bro. That's fucking hilarious. But are you dating or what, brother? What's it looking like?
No,
or what?
So I was hanging out with this one girl yesterday.
Oh, here we go. Ooh.
Barely met her, like, first day.
Oh, like, shit.
First day.
Everything.
And she got the malaria on her, for real. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah.
So first we went to...
Wait, hold on. How did you meet her? Like, you know what I'm saying? You riz her up or something?
Yeah, for real. Hold the mic closer, brother.
It was
you DM'd her type?
Yeah, I DM'd her and everything.
Oh, it was a DM. Yeah. Oh, this man's bold as fuck.
What'd you say?
Just hi.
Hey, the classic hi. It doesn't get more classic.
It doesn't matter who you are. If you're him, like that's all you need.
Yeah, for real. Hey, this man is him, brother.
You don't got to do no pickup line, dude. Just be yourself.
Yeah. And then we just text and then told her, try to meet this weekend. She said, yeah. Told her I'll be back in town Friday. And she said she'll be down to hang out and everything. But the plan was just to go out and eat and get to know each other.
Right.
Doing things the right way. You know what I'm saying?
The right way.
That's how you're supposed to. Yes, sir.
And then where did the plan go wrong / right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So y'all eating, boom, boom, boom. Then that's when you have to like decide the move after type shit.
This is a crazy move, by the way, what he's about to tell you. Go ahead.
Oh,
so what happened?
Okay.
So my boy Jacob,
Shout out Jake, shout bro. Out shout out our Jacob. Fucking.
No more virgin. No longer.
Yeah, no longer our virgin, brother.
Got the breast stick on.
He texts me talking about that he wants to drink and everything. Okay. So call everybody up, try and see what's the move. Then we started drinking everything.
She's a practical man, somebody said. That's what I'm saying.
Practical man.
We started drinking and everything.
But, like, here's the thing. The crazy part was he brought the date with his homeboys, like, yeah, all like, together. Was, like, hey, that's a weird, guys. I don't know.
Like, so did you run it by her? You were like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm doing this thing. You want to come?
Yeah.
Or you just like, no, you're coming.
Damn.
No, I told her, like, it's just going to be me and my friends. It's going to be, like, 10 guys deep. Yeah.
She's like, that's what, hey.
It's a whole sausage party.
Sounds like a
party.
Friday for me, brother. Okay, okay.
And then she was like, yeah, it's fine with me. Whatever you want to do. So I was like, okay, we'll be here for a few hours. And then probably drop you off home and everything.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then she started drinking. Shots there we go. After shots.
Oh, shot after shots. Off the bottom, assuming?
Off the bottom. We all were taking shots.
Okay, yeah.
And then we went to go play pool, like all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we all went our separate ways. And then she... I was kind of fucked up and told her I can't drive. So we got the nearest hotel.
Oh, Lord, son, you did the hotel.
Nah, hold on, wait a minute. Yo. Was this, like, were you lying? Were you like, yeah, I can't drive no more.
I was falling asleep. Like, I was like, yo.
Real shit, bro. Smart sleepiness move. Is, I'm going to say this right now. This might be a hot take. Sleepiness is worse than driving drunk, bro.
That is.
Dead ass.
Dude.
Because driving drunk, you could at least, like, you're dialed in. You're just kinda, a little, like, kind of boom, boom, boom.
Depends
but
on
sleepiness,
you are,
brother, you're like, you cannot
that
stop
happened to me
brother.
Once, dude. Like, on the way from home to work, long ass drive after work, you know what I'm saying? Dude, I don't know how I made it, but I was like, dead ass like this.
No, dead ass.
I had to dead ass, like, slap myself.
Yes, I've been there so many fucking times, brother. Dude, in the morning.
I hate working so far, dude.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Not even in the morning sometimes. Sometimes, like, after work, yeah, you're so fucking tired and shit. Like, dude, I'm over here like this. Like, oh, shit. There's times where my eyes fully close and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm fucking whipping. Exactly. It's so dangerous to drive fucking sleepy, bro. Deadass. All right, go ahead, brother. Yo, first, so by the way, yo, hotel move is crazy. It's a fucking, it's a striving move. I have never done that.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, I've never done that. Done that.
I thought you had to be 21 to get a hotel room.
I thought so, too.
18?
I'm
hey, you're 21 though.
She's 20.
You're 21, brother.
Yeah.
You're 21, right?
Yeah.
She's 20.
She was 20. Yo. She was 20, and then I was too like drunk to communicate to do anything.
Yeah.
And then so I told her, can you get us the room, get it online and everything.
Get us the room on you.
And then she was like, all right, you just give me your card and like,
Go ahead.
We pay the room online and everything. We pull up to the hotel. Mm-hmm. This is like 2:30 in the morning.
Wait, you paid for the room already?
Yeah.
Like and then you went to the hotel?
And you just get the key, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, Lord.
The front desk lady was like, our system doesn't restart until 5 in the morning. So my room wasn't available till 5 in the morning.
Oh, brother.
So I was like, bruh.
So what did you do after that? You already paid for it.
Yeah,
right?
I already paid for it. So I just walked to my car and just went to sleep.
I just slept in the car?
I just slept in my car till 5 in the morning.
So you slept? That was at
2:30. What a fat fucking hell, brother.
Yeah.
That's what I think about that, brother.
So you slept like 2 hours or so?
Something just wakes me up. Like, I wake up on 5 in the morning. I'm like fucked up and everything. Wake up at 5 in the morning. Ready
on
to
the
go.
Dot.
Okay. On the dot. Like, ready to go. And
that's
everything.
The worker in you, brother.
Yeah. That's true.
And then,
I mean, we're getting scared, but oh, shit, dude.
I woke her up like, yo, it's like, it's 5 in the morning. You're trying to sleep in the room instead of sleeping in the car. And then she's like, yeah. So we walked in. We got our room. Then,
yeah. I don't think there's a whole lot of sleeping going.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. Let him cook.
And then, you know. Everything happened.
What's everything?
Hold on, dude. Talk me through a play-by-play action, NFL style, brother. Come on.
Right. What's going on? What's everything?
Yeah, so, who makes the first move? Why? Yeah, your intentions to just sleep, or did you know what was going on?
I was honestly really tired, but then she starts rubbing like against me, and everything. She gets on top of me.
Yo,
this guy.
Wait, so you were sleepy, and she did this without your consent?
Is that what I'm hearing right now? Then
who is this girl or guy?
What's it called? Then yeah, we just. So I've already still, you know, kind of
yeah,
kind of fucked up and everything.
So I'm saying, you're a victim for real, bro. Like,
and then so I thought it would be like a good 10 minutes.
Okay.
Nah, it was a good hour and a
half. No way. So this Lalo. Man got the stamina, Crown Royale stamina, brother. Holy shit.
Yeah, I was like,
yo. No, bro. I'm going to need it for real, like a play-by-play action.
No, that's it, bro. Now, we're not saying no more, but I get it.
I'm just saying because I don't think I've ever done an hour in my life, so like I really need to know. Like,
hey, sometimes it be like that. You're so fucked up that you're kind of like numb a little bit.
Dude, that's the thing though. It's not like that with me. That's all.
you're so fucked up that you feel what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I'm just playing. But yeah, like an hour is crazy because you said what you told me earlier today. Like she asked, like, "Yo, like you?"
Yeah, did I finish? Like we were already gone, and she was asking, "Did I finish?" And I was like, "Nope."
Oh shit! This man could have gone on to the next day, bro. What a guy!
Yeah, and then
some mosquitoes went inside your room.
Yeah, and then they got him.
They got me really bad.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro.
And then,
go ahead, brother.
And then you had to see your baby mama. I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Then I had to pick up.
So how did that go, brother?
So you went to Marshalls. I'm assuming got a turtleneck going.
Yo, that is fucked.
What did you?
No, you gotta put on that shit that you injured your neck.
You walk up roll up in a wheelchair, bro.
Yo, crazy
work, bro.
That is fucked.
So yeah, how'd you cover it up?
I just wear a zipper jacket, like a windbreaker.
That one or a different one?
No, a different. Oh, it was a polo one.
And she didn't. She didn't suspect anything.
Nah. Well. She can't say nothing no more.
Yeah, I was about to say, was she out to say anything? Nah. Or like,
nah, you're not together, right? So y'all good. Nah. Y'all good with you, bro.
Nah, because sometimes, like, even though y'all not together, like,
y'all still have the connection. Like,
yeah.
Is there still a connection? Like,
okay. But, I mean, I don't know nothing about that, right?
Yeah, so. All right. Y'all still be smashing?
Nah. Ooh, okay. Me and my baby mama?
Yeah.
Nah, we don't even talk.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. For your daughter.
Yeah, cheers to that, brother. Fuck it, man. I don't know if that was the right time to do that, but fuck it.
Cheers. So, is that the only girl you're talking to? Was that like a one-night thing, or are you going to see her again, or you have somebody else lined up, or?
She was actually a good, like, girl.
Like a good girl?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's the Garcia effect. Johnny, everybody, like, they turn good girls. Delinquents, bro. Be careful with those guys. Me, I'm a prime example, bro. I was a good kid for real, and I started hanging with him, you know.
Oh, boy, brother.
And now you get
action, brother. So you should actually thank him because before him, you got zero action, brother.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a little point there. Okay. My fault.
Brother, this is up. Yo, you mentioned Jake earlier, brother. Have y'all had any fucking lit ass encounters of anything? You know what I'm saying? Y'all had any like good ass stories, any wild ass stories on your nights out or whatever?
We had a friend. He was drinking. This is his first time drinking.
Mic up to your mouth.
So his name is Irvin. He's a virgin as well.
Oh, this man just hangs out with straight virgins, brother. What's up with that?
Were you the first one to lose?
Yeah, out of my friend group.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's like that typical like teenage movie where you're like, yo, you did it.
Yo, I'm going to do it tonight.
And then I'm the friend that puts them on with them girls.
You pass on,
you recycle? Is that what you're saying over there?
I just be like, yo, like, don't be scared to talk.
The Rizzler and the friend group.
Yeah, I'd be like, hyping him.
Are you the dad in the group? Like, you're like the one that organizes stuff.
I'd be gaslighting.
Well, literally. Like this guy right here.
I'd be gaslighting like, yo, she'd be staring at you.
And then she didn't bat an eye, but fuck it, bro.
That shit's funny.
You gotta give false confidence. Yo, I did that shit, bro. I did that shit to one of my friends before. Like, in high school, he was my friend. He was a little more busted, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he was, like, not a high confidence guy, but I gave him false confidence. So one time, there was this girl. We were out and about, and we knew her from school. And I was like, oh, dude, Boom 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 is over there. He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, bro, she definitely just looked at you, brother. She smiled. Dude, this girl did not look our way not 1 second, brother.
Dude, you would have got me there with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. You got to give false confidence. Because now he thinks in his head, like, yo, she's fucking into me, son. I'm about to rizz up. I was like, yo, go hit her up, bro. Tell her, boom, boom, boom. This man went over there, bro, and he spit game. And then, like, dude, what a guy. So sometimes, hey, false confidence works too, brother. However you get it, that's how we go. Keep going, brother.
I lost track, but.
Yeah, he was a virgin as well. Basically, is where he left it up. Well,
yeah, so he started drinking, got in his feelings because he was talking to a coworker.
Risky move right there, brother. Super risky move. And that's what we talked to Jacob about. We were like, that's kind of fucking wild.
Yep, he started talking to his coworker, texting paragraphs after paragraphs.
That's outrageous.
Nah, brother.
And then,
we've been there, right, Anthony?
We have not.
Then he tells us at the end, like, yo, she doesn't even like me, but I like her.
Ooh, then, one-way street.
Then we all drinking.
I feel for him.
We all drinking. Then I have another friend. His name is Chris. He out here, like, saying, like, yo, I will fuck the fuck out of her.
That is outrageous
work.
We
all drinking. We all drinking.
Dude, that's crazy, dude. That's actually some. I don't know if that's a friend, bro. Like,
no, that's not a friend.
That's
bro.
Outrageous.
That's fucking wild.
Thing to say.
He was like,
unless like it's a complete joke and y'all joke like that, but like even then, that's a risky joke.
I mean, he was. It was very. I'm assuming he was joking, right?
He was joking. He was joking. But
wait, I think I saw this on.
It's on
y'all
my
posted
video.
It, right?
Yeah, he posted.
I saw that.
The guy recording said that, right?
Yeah,
yo, I'm gonna fuck her. That's crazy.
But he was like already like fucked up, like but
just to get him in his feels even more, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Irvin starts getting his feelings like, yo, I'm gonna beat your ass about it.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, it's no business.
He was like, don't disrespect me.
Not my girl.
She is very gorgeous to me.
It is.
That's crazy.
It was just, oh man, it was just crazy night. I talked to Chris like, yo, like you can't be doing that when everybody's drinking.
Yeah.
Everybody gets in their feelings about shit and everything.
You told me you got in a car accident. What's up with that?
Oh, I didn't go in a car accident. It was my baby mama.
Oh.
But that was a lot. That was like, what, 2 years ago?
She was driving. Typical. Women.
Full of girls.
I mean,
car 12 full. Girls?
No,
you said?
Four girls. Like, the car was 4 girls.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
So,
wait, you were in there?
No. Okay. I was in my own car.
But typical women driving, crashing. You know how it goes. Curbs.
It was my friend's car. It was my friend's car.
Oh.
And he let my baby mama drive that car.
She got a license?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh, how the hell, brother? Yo.
So,
no license is crazy.
So she, it was the car full of girls. Then my car is full of guys. Then there's another car for other friends.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah. And then we driving, like, this is when I had the Lincoln.
Okay, yeah.
So
SUV.
You know,
big ass SUV, by the way.
A V8, but.
Okay.
Out here flexing.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
flexing a little V8, revving the engines and everything. This is by Sugar Mills.
Okay.
So everything happens. This is by Sugar Mills.
Okay.
Then we all, like, you know, hitting the gas. So my car, my friend's car, it's pretty old. It has, like,
problems. Yeah.
So my baby mama told me that her steering wheel got stuck and she couldn't control the car.
Okay.
But the way how it looked, she just lost control of the car.
was she speeding? Or what'd you
think? We were going 70.
Where?
You
like
know,
in a speed limit, like.
It's like when a soccer player kicks the ball and it goes stupid and they check their shoes, you know what I'm saying?
It's the grass.
Yeah.
Me, bro.
Yo, pass me the bottom.
That was a good one. That's a good analogy right there.
Yeah,
know where when I enter Sugar Mills, you know that when you're on your way to Boggs Road, that little curve?
Yes.
On Breckenridge?
Breckenridge Road. Yeah. I got it.
So we were on that road doing like 75, 80.
Y'all are hooligans.
And it's in the 45.
That's a 45, right?
Yeah, it's a 45. Then, you know, that curve, it's kind of sharp if you're going pretty fast.
Right, of course.
And then...
There's no need to be going that fast. Yeah,
we were skipping school that day. You know, we were young and everything that day. But
we were young. This man's 21. No. Yeah. This man's still young. Come on, stop playing.
She lost control. Oh, man, I wish I still had that video, bro. You seen the video, right?
Yeah, that would be nice. She lost control.
The car flips like 3 times.
Flips?
Oh.
Flips. Like they're in the air.
Boom, 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 boom.
I was
Holy
behind
shit.
It. I'm seeing this live
now,
action.
Oh,
is
damn.
It
you were seeing this live action?
Brother. Okay, hold on. This was before or after your daughter was born?
Before. This is when me and my baby mama were still talking together, like talking stage.
So wait, so you saw that flip, and you're like, yeah, I'm
gonna put a kid inside her.
Let's go ahead and get you going, bro. You're gonna be a stay at home wife for sure. I like the way you drive. It looks like you need to stay home. You can't be driving nowhere. I like you.
That's so hilarious, bro.
That's so funny how you.
I did the same thing with her, like, for, you know, first night. You know, we we fucked. Like the first day we fucked.
Hey, this
and
man
it was that same
dude,
day.
This man's God. Only. This man's a first nighter, bro.
For real,
that's crazy. You gotta teach me.
What
your
a
ways.
Guy, brother.
It you is, gotta teach me your ways.
Hunt on with the just, laughing
just,
emojis.
Just be yourself.
There you go.
Yeah, just be yourself.
That's the advice I gave him.
Actually, don't be yourself. Hey, Austin's been taking L's lately, by the way. We're going to call him out. He called you out. We're going to call him out, by
but
the way.
But I'm being myself most of the time.
No, you're not, bro. Dude, let me tell you something, bro. Let's get into this fucking thing real quick.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Go ahead.
You know how there's this thing that's post-nut syndrome? Well, you can also have that for drinking. Post-drinking clarity.
Go ahead and explain that.
Right. So, while you're drunk and while you're lit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of feel like you're almost like a character, right? And you're like in a scenario, boom, boom, you're doing your thing. Uh-huh. And then the next day when you wake up, you're sober, you're clear-headed. You're like, what the fuck was I doing last night? Right. What was I saying? Why was I acting that way? I'm so embarrassed. And you get like secondhand fucking
exactly
cringe,
brother. Exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, so here's the thing about me, right? When I'm drunk and I'm at the sweet spot, I'm in flow state, bro. I promise you, flow state.
Yo, and usually and you're fucking fire.
When
at
I'm
actually.
In the sweet spot, like the sweet drunk spot.
Right.
Like, you know, a good 5, 6. Okay. Chilling. I'm on the sweet spot. I'm flowing. I'm spinning. You know, I'm sampling, make people laugh type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know how it goes. But sometimes.
You skip it.
I go overboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
go
yeah.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
You got glitter on your mouth, bro. Wipe that shit off.
Really?
Your mustache. Your right side. Right side. Your right side mustache. Right. Yeah. So when I go overboard, when I'm go over there, I think I'm in flow state.
Yes, I was like, yes. That's what I was gonna say.
I think I'm in flow state. I think I'm recently. Yeah, dude, I'm funny as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. I'm looking.
She laughing for real, bro. She want me type shit. No, yeah. Do not want you, bro. Back up. You being fucking weird right now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Stop. You think it's a certain way until you wake up the next day. You're like,
it's
what
just
was it?
Like you're just too drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just too drunk. You're just being way too drunk, and I'm making jokes that I think are funny when they're really not. They're probably way offensive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just so bad. And then I wake up the next day, and I promise you, this is what I do every day, or not every day, but every time I get overboard, I'm like, I wake up. And I kind of like remember some of the stuff I did when I was too drunk. I go, ew. I like, cringe.
Yeah.
I cringe.
Yeah,
I'm
so
like,
hard. Yeah.
And the thing that sucks about that is that when you don't see that person that you were risen up, like, or if it's like the first time they see you, they think that's what you're all
permanent
about.
Permanent image, brother.
Like, that's your first, that's their first impression of you. Yep, and they're like, oh, yeah, this guy's a fucking slosh. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's fucking weird. And it sucks. It really does suck. But the thing about me is, like, I'm not going to, you know, go out my way and, like, change their perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know who I am.
Yeah.
I know I'm not that guy, but.
And also, like, the next time you can, like, show them, like, you know, like, I'm cool.
I actually prefer not to see them next time because this of man. How weird. Like, I'm just like, ugh. Like, it's on me. Oh, like, that's why.
Choose the bathroom. Yeah. Sub out.
A little sub. Gotta be a dad. I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, me and you, Austin. Let's go.
Boom.
Yo, listen. I've had a couple of these moments before too, brother. Dude, one of the ones that stands out to me was when we're at my at our boy Brian's house, El Toro Ramirez.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And I got so fucked up. It was when I won that
$4,000 what?
$2,000.
$2,000.
A parlay.
Parlay.
Remember the Titanic? The day we did the Titanic?
Yes.
And I drank the Bucana bottle?
Bucana bottle. I was about to say that. Yep.
Bro, and I was putting, dude, this man, so one of my friends, bro, he was sleeping on the couch, right? He was getting kind of tired. It was late at night, but our drunk ass are still lit as shit at his house and shit. It was that kind of scenario where he was ready to go to sleep, but we were just not catching the vibe.
We were just starting.
Yeah.
We were just getting started. That's right.
Yo, and then me, like, you know, whenever you're fucked up, no consequences, no type of, like, manners. Right. You're just fucking lit, and you think everything you do is funny. Right. I pull my pants down, bro.
Oh, Lord.
I pull my pants down, and I see him, like, laying his head, and I try to put my ass on his face, bro. And I think it's the funniest thing ever. No, now listen.
I'm not going to blame. I wouldn't blame on the alcohol, bro. I think you're on some other
shit. Yo, no.
See, I don't do that, bro. I just be so.
Yo, and then listen, brother. One time would be okay. Like, oh, okay, ha, funny. I did it another time after that. After I saw him be like, yo, chill out. And I was like, nah, he's not getting with the joke. I'm going to try it again. And I tried it again, brother. And then the next day when I woke up, I was like, yo, my bad, bro. I don't know what I was doing, but I've never done some shit like that, bro.
Bare
that was so
ass.
Embarrassing, bro. Bare ass, bro.
Hairy ass.
Yo, for real, bro. And I was over here dancing with everybody here like that. Dude, it's because the thing is when you're, it's because when you're like super fucked up like that, you can, like you said, get into that flow state. But if you push the limits, yeah.
Yes.
Because when you're in that flow state, bro, you feel so social. You mm-hmm. feel great, bro. You're talking to people you normally wouldn't talk to. You're right. cracking jokes. Your confidence just looks like so authentic and on 1,000. But you pass that flow state, brother, and it's over with, bro. Sloppy. Ew.
Sloppy.
Negative riz, bro.
Negative riz. Yeah. Like, it was so bad. And apparently I threw up. I don't remember that at all.
See, I didn't even see you leave, brother. That's the thing.
No, apparently it was in your bathroom.
Ah, but I don't.
Hey, at least I was conscious enough to go to the bathroom.
For real.
Unlike your brother. Yeah.
Dude, my brother, brother. Yo, listen, bro. Let me call this man up. That was fucking wild.
I don't remember a lot, but I remember that. It that did? Shit was so Dude. Funny.
So, we had a party this past weekend, right? And, yo, it was late at night. It was around 2 a.m., right? Vibes were still lit as shit, though. Everybody was having a fantastic time.
I was gone
time.
By then. I was gone.
This man was gone as shit.
I was in VIP.
Yo, my brother pulls up, right? He's getting lit, shots back to back. This man did the same mistake. He did too many shots back to back, brother. Just so caught up in the moment where you want to be lit and, you know, catch up with the rest of the people that you end up not only catching up, but fucking surpassing them yeah. and just downhill. Bro, they give him the bottle, right? The classic Kevin bottle. You know the one I'm talking about, right?
The yes, or the Espanol.
Yeah, whatever, exactly.
Or however you say it.
They give him a shot, right? So he downs it, and his body just straight up rejects it. And it comes right back up, bro, as quick as it went down.
Now, correct. Did you see it? You saw when it happened?
Yeah. Okay, it didn't just come up with just drink. It came up with throw up as well, brother.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but what I saw when I was in VIP... He was like
VIP. What is VIP, brother?
Is with the you know with the real adults, the
with
parents,
the old heads, right? Old he heads. Was in the 40 plus
they
group.
Me. They were following me, bro. But correct me if I'm wrong. This man, like when he threw up, he went and then like spat out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like airtime. It went air on the dance floor. Airtime yeah. up. You know trajectory. Boom.
Yeah. Down. So in the middle of the dance floor, right? It came up and he tried to catch it. All his mouth, but it like escaped. There was no more yeah. room in
and
his mouth.
And it wasn't like straight or down. Yeah. It so was like up. It yeah, went it up. Like, a, it like a little arc.
And it just splat
it
on
just
the floor.
Splat. And when I remember,
like, yo.
People looked at it and they didn't say anything for like 10, 15 seconds. They're yeah. like,
did we just see what we just saw?
They're like, wait a minute. And apparently Natalie, she was like, yo.
Yeah.
Dude. Yo, what is that?
And I have the fuck Gio in the chat. Yo, and I had the funniest video ever, bro. After that, like, KT had the mic, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yo, can I get a post-fight interview? And he started doing the post-fight interview with the fucking throw-up, bro. That shit was so funny, bro. He's like, I'm here with the winner. And then he points at
the throw-up?
Yeah.
That's insane. Apparently, he was singing the song, Your Brother, while, like, before he threw up, he was like, Pásame la
juga. Oh, really? Dude, what a guy. That's just so funny, bro. I fuck with them. They're yeah, hilarious. Dude. But yo, listen, my dad was ready to go to sleep,
oh,
right?
Dude,
it was at
I'm
my
so
dad's
sorry.
House, by the way, right?
By the way, let me just apologize for my actions, dude. I'm so sorry.
Shut
for whatever up, I don't know what I did. I think it's I don't remember a lot.
Mm. Yeah, I apologize to the women you were trying to riz up. Oh,
yes, if you're watching this.
Bro, that women. Was so funny, Hanan said.
Yes.
And one of them might be watching right now.
Yeah, if you're watching right now, I'm so sorry. That was not me. That was the over-intoxicated me.
Yo, this guy.
I'm so sorry.
Yo, listen, we were at my dad's house, right? We were partying at my dad's house. Now, you always get to a point where the owner of the house, you could tell that they're ready to shut it down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Unless so I could tell. I could tell. Like, he was just like kind of like, he was lit as fuck at first. And then after a while, he was just kind of like,
all right.
Just looking around, like cleaning up and shit.
Yeah.
Giving signs. We were not taking those signs, brother. We were lit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We were like this, brother. But I was getting kind of like, all right, yeah, this is my dad. This man's fucking 50 years old, bro. Let me get this man to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
50?
Yeah.
Dude, that boy look young.
Yeah.
He's 50, handsome, by the way.
51. 52. Okay.
Yo, single?
Single, brother.
Hey, he's single and
hey,
he's handsome.
Anybody got a fine-ass mother? Send them my way, brother. All right, listen.
Single.
Or married. It don't matter.
It depends on what he likes. Go ahead.
Yo, so I took that as an opportunity. I was like, okay, I'm going to use this as an excuse to get everybody the fuck out. It's like the classic move. I have another classic move. Back in the high school, right, I still fucking lit ass parties and shit. I used to hit the fucking best move ever. I used to be like, yo, cops are on their way. No cops are on their way, brother.
No cops
are on their way. Bro, you're at high school, you're drinking. Wait,
that's not finna work right now, bro. We're fucking adults now.
Yeah. Cops are on their way. Okay.
We're of age. What the fuck are you talking about right now?
Yeah. So now you gotta use different tactics, bro. I was like, yo, all right, that's enough, bro. Yo, that's enough. I turned
ISIS here.
Yo, no way. Yo, I mean, you're gonna.
No, that's insane, bro. I'm
sorry. Bro, I'm fucking dead, yo.
That's crazy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I was on the way, bro.
See, right now, I think I'm passing my limit. See, that's what I, that's, this is what I talk about. This is what I mean when I say I'd be a little offensive when I say things like this. I'm sorry.
And so I turn off the music. I thought that shit was going to work. No, it did not work. Everybody still stayed.
You turn off the music?
Yeah, I turn off the music. I was like, all right, we're done. That was the sign for everybody. I think we're done here.
You said
no.
It?
No. First of all, my best friend Naomi came to me and said, yo, you're being a fucking brat, bro. Put that fucking music back
on. That's what I'm talking about,
Naomi. And I put the fucking music back on, bro. And then we kept dancing and shit to like, I don't know, for another like
hour,
maybe.
I knew it was late, bro. I knew it was late.
Yeah, but hey, that shit was lit. You got to learn to read the room, bro. Moral of the story, don't get too drunk to the point where
the thing about that, I think I got too drunk because I was sitting down. That's why. I'll tell you.
Excuses.
Like,
yeah, for
real. Okay. All right.
Because you're a lightweight.
Dude, nah.
Oh,
you know what? Let's go ahead and cut this podcast short. Me and you outside. Nah, but I'm telling you right now, like, if I was moving, yo, like, if I was standing up, bro, I promise you, I'll hang. I promise you. Yo, can I get a Coke?
All love. It was fun and funny. Yeah, I always love a good excuse to bring everybody together. We actually weren't going to do that. You know, the thing that we did? We were going to do that, but then we were like, you know, fuck it. Like, you know, like, almost like your YOLO experience. Like, oh, dude, let's get everybody together. Let's have a good time and shit. It's always risky because you know how there's, like, a different, like, dynamic of people. Like, if you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, there's, like, exes all around you or, like, there's, like, different friend groups and shit like that. So it's very risky. But everybody was so cool about
that. It was
cool.
I didn't think about it at that time. But then I looked back, like, the next time, I was like, oh, shit, there was exes there.
There's so many exes around.
And I didn't even notice because they were all cool. With, you know, they were all cordial.
Yeah, that's the thing. You get to a point in life where you're a grown adult. Whatever the past is, the past. And everybody can just be like, oh, hello, how you doing?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I like to do with girls that ghost me, you know. I'm like, I try to keep it cordial. But they get awkward and they're like, oh my bro, just relax. You ghost me, it's cool. There's no problem on this side, bro. I'm just say what's up. I say what's up. And we keep it, you know, keep it pushing. Stop playing. Yeah, that's all you gotta say. That's a little message for everybody that ghosts me in the future.
Bro, treat you like that. I'm joking.
I'm dead as fuck. Yo, have y'all seen that Don Julio X Popeyes collab, brother?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I forgot to bring that. But we're supposed to do a little taste review. But
they sold out.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I also saw a review like on TikTok. Reviewed it with the chicken. And here's the thing that I didn't know that I learned. When you cook alcohol, it just eliminates it.
Limits the alcohol. Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're not going to get drunk just by
eating.
So
like, you can get like vodka like pizza. That shit is fire shit, bro. Like vodka.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah. The vodka pasta. I've seen people make pizza.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get
fucked up, no.
That's what I thought when I saw Don Julio.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fucked up all these wings, son.
I'm about to get fucking lit right now. Yeah, son. Yeah. Let me get that mac and cheese. And what the fuck are you talking about? Let me get that black Don Julio 70. Jeez. Nah, bro. I saw that guy eat it, and he was like, nah, dude. This shit ain't it. Like, it's a regular chicken, bro.
Someone said, oh my God, y'all should all book a cruise somewhere. It would be such good content. That's what I be saying, bro.
I was actually, when I was at the Hooters, I was on my phone looking at cruises.
Yo.
Because I saw Natalie and Justin, J Boo.
Mm-hmm.
I love the love of my life.
Shout out them.
They went on a cruise.
Yep.
And I was like, yo, I'm trying to go on a cruise too. And I was just looking up cruises, and it's a little expensive.
Yeah, it is. But this is my like thing. We could bring the equipment because this is very portable. We could bring this shit literally anywhere. And literally set up. And like get like random old heads and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
Hey you sir, you're lit as shit. Come sit down. Come say something. Come say something to the youngins. And you know they're fucking funny as shit. They got some World War II stories or something like that.
Frank stories.
Great fucking idea, by the way.
No, like we should.
I'm leaving next week. Where are you going? It's like when you marinate the carne with the beer. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not gonna taste it.
But I didn't know that. Like I didn't know. I was like when I saw the collab, I was like, yes, sir. Like, we're going to get drunk off this motherfucking chicken sandwich right now. Nah, bro. But You said there was slushies. Is there no slushies?
Yeah, that's what I heard of, like slushies mixed with alcohol. Because Taco Bell does it as well. I don't know if you heard
Taco Bell. Really? Taco Bell?
Yeah, over there in California, at Newport Beach.
It's California. That's Cali.
The Wild West, brother. Vegas has it too.
Wait, they do Taco Bell with what alcohol? Like, it's not Don Julio, right?
Tequila.
Just any, like, house, probably?
Probably, like...
Slushies? So you would drink some and you get, like, drunk off of them?
Yeah, it's like, I have real alcohol and slushies and everything.
Consomel, but Mexico.
They are taxing, though.
They're a tour of all the islands. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'd like to go, like, tropical vibes.
Like Bahamas though. Vibes, I think.
Give me Bahamas. Give me a little bit of Jamaica. Give me some Mexico.
Guan Guan type vibes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Guan Guan.
The Rastafari. I'm trying to go smoke some hashish.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the type of vibes.
I'm trying to
do I have glitter on my face?
Yeah.
We all do, brother.
I'm just saying because you do. But
yeah. Because I've been grabbing my face. I go like this. I tend to do this a lot. Yeah, you got glitter all over your face. So it is what it is, brother.
You're looking shiny tonight.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That account's been off for like 30 minutes, by the way.
Oh my God, I just saw you're going to look on some. Yeah, for real. Bahamas and Jamaica was amazing. They go basically, yo, y'all been everywhere, bro. Let me know some stories, bro. Oh, yeah. Dude, have y'all seen those, the Mexican, like, marches?
The protests.
Dude, that shit is fucking insane. Yep, hey, I saw it. Like, dude, I got out of work. When was it, like Wednesday maybe or Thursday? And I work in Gainesville, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it. That's kind of where it started.
Wait,
in downtown,
when was this? What day was this?
That's what I'm saying. I was either like Wednesday or Thursday or something like that.
Okay.
That's where it kind of started. It started small. It started kind of like 20 people maybe type shit. Mm-hmm. I saw them out there like, oh, I was like, oh, hell yeah, this shit is lit. Like they got the Mexican flags. Bro, by the time Friday came along, bro, deep. It was so deep. So many people there and
traffic
shit like that.
Type beat.
Traffic. Yep. Fuck. But it's all good. Flags and shit like that. It's so cool, bro. Like, regardless of like, you know, your political view or anything like that, it's so cool seeing a bunch of like, you know, people come together. You know, represent what their beliefs are. You know what I'm saying? What the foundations of America are. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to like, you know, have the freedom of speech. Represent. You know what I'm saying? Like protest. Like. Make sure your word is heard, regardless of what you think. You know what I'm saying? It's really, really cool to see like that.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be cool to go to one of those and be like, yo, so what? Say, talk your shit, bro. Crazy. Yeah.
We need to have those portable mics.
They're
going to
be like, fuck Donald Trump.
That's funny. My dad gave me a little plan, bro. Like,
oh, yeah. So what's it looking like? Yeah, dude. Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people that have, they're starting to think
they
plans.
They got plans going.
What did he tell you, bro?
Yeah, we were just, you know, in the car, little car ride along. And he was like, yo, bro, if they... Well, obviously, you know, he didn't say yo, bro, but he speaks Spanish, but I'm just trying to translate for y'all in the Atlanta accent type shit. He said, yo, bro, you know what I'm saying? If you ever call me type shit and they don't fucking... And I don't answer, they got
just
me, bro.
Know. I got
they
you.
They got me, bro. So here's what you're going to do, bro.
Yo, hold on. Real quick, we got a Messi or Ronaldo in the comments, bro.
And
this is the easiest fucking comment ever, brother.
Who said that? Who said that, please?
A motherfucker named K7, bro.
K7? Hey, you have 7 in your fucking name, bro. You know who the fuck the GOAT is. Fucking Ronaldo.
Yes,
stop playing.
Yes, sir.
CR7.
Stupid motherfuckers.
CR7,
I'm winning, brother.
You talking about 40? He's 40. Yes,
stupid motherfuckers.
Four more days, he's 40. He's the same birthday
Messi's
as J-Boo.
Messi's almost there, brother. And J-Boo? He's fucking doing J-Boo? Even better than him. Anyways, brother. All
right, bro. Hey. This could be a whole podcast about that.
Yeah, okay. Deluded motherfuckers over here. But it's all good. Hey, y'all, listen.
But yeah, so my dad was like, yo, bro, if I ever, this day or that, just don't answer the phone. Just know they got me, bro. And I was like, bro, I'm about to call them to come get your ass right now because you're having me tweaking right now.
Oh, no, no. But isn't that like, you know, regardless of your political views and shit like that, you know, there is going to be like people that have no criminal record or like are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And innocent, I guess you can say, because the other side says is like, yo, they crossed. Illegally, so they are innocent. Yep. So whatever you think, but you know, innocent in your eyes, as opposed to like, you know, doing any like thing to somebody specifically, like, you know, yeah, whatever. The thought about that, like that they're gonna be like, yo, take him back, or you might not see him again. It is kind of fucking wild. Like
scary.
A lot of people are gonna lose, like, you know, their loved ones and shit like that. You know, and that is quite unfortunate.
I'm a little scared. He just told me like, hey, bro, if that happens to me, bro, just get a cardboard box, put all my drip in there. Send it back. And I was like, bro,
that's 7,500 with that.
I was like, bro, first of all,
I'm selling all
your drip is ass, bro.
I can buy your drip.
I'm doing you a favor, but not saying to you that shit. First of all, that shit is not it, bro.
Bro, I'm dead.
And he was like, all right, bro. At that point, I'm basically retired. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna send me $100 a month,
then your sister gonna send me 100, and it's gonna alternate like that. So you 100, then your sister, then I'm like, bro, what? What are you talking about right now? And it's you talking mad crazy right now. But
he's gonna like, bitch, I fucking paid your rent for like 21 years of your life, bro. Yo,
I don't care, bro. No, I'm just saying, but I guess like I said in the last podcast, it's fucking peanuts over there. Like if I give you $100 from like from American over there, it's gonna be peanuts. It's gonna be cheap. Yeah. So like he was like, yeah, just do that, boom, boom, boom. And he started talking hella, like even he went like a step further. Like he went like extra crazy. He was like, bro, when I die, bro. I was like, bro, relax.
Yo, chill the fuck out,
chill,
man.
Chill, bro. You just going. You're going back home, bro.
what is he talking about? You're getting a long vacation right now, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Stop fucking playing.
Yeah, I always think about that those kind of things. Like, I'm very fortunate that my parents are citizens, so like I don't have to like worry about that.
You don't got flex on us like that. First of you all, bro, like, stop playing, bro.
But
do all that.
Let me go ahead and call motherfucker,
Trump.
Bro.
Let's see a few things they're saying. Let me go ahead and call.
I'm very fortunate, like in that my dad's like that. But I do think about like that other side of like, yo, when he's gonna go, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, he started like, I don't know what he was trying to do. He was getting sentimental. He was trying to get me sentimental.
My dad?
No, my dad. Like, when he was talking to me, he was like, yeah, I got a house in Mexico right now. They're only like paying me like, because people living there.
Oh, rent.
They only pay me like $150 a month type shit. But
damn,
whenever like, you know, I go away, you guys can sell it, $80K. You split it with your siblings. There's four of us. Right. So it'd be 20.
Okay.
I'm like, bro, first of all.
$20K American?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, according to him. I was going to say, pesos
according,
is kind of wild.
According to him.
No, I'm yeah, like, probably.
I'm like,
yeah,
bro, probably. First of all, I'm the favorite here, bro. I'm not getting, no, I'm not sharing the same amount. I am the favorite. I'm getting minimum 45.
Oh, shit.
Minimum. 40, 45. I'm cool with that. And I was like, yeah. I was like, okay, bro. Like,
yo, speaking relax. Of inheritance, dude, my dad has a house here, right? Yeah. He bought it. That house where we were at, he actually bought it.
Hell,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? It's under his name. And I told him he has a baby mom, right? That's mm-hmm. not, so it's us, my
Your mom?
My three brothers? No. Oh, but yeah, my mom, but then he has another baby mom, the youngest kid. He's barely like 7 or 8.
That boy, yes, sir.
Right? So it's my mom and then her, right? So I was like, yo, listen, brother. Oh, because he's going through this too. So in Mexico, he has land, but he has a fucking nice bit of land worth like a nice probably 100K American, brother.
Right.
100K. Man. And he bought it for 5K back in like the fucking 90s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So him and his brothers are kind of beefing about land. Fighting about terreno, bro. It's the tale as old as time, bro. Now, he made a smart move, and then like I think it was one of his uncles that owned that land, right? He was dying, and he went up to him. He was like the favorite nephew. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Cause like I guess when you're old enough, you can tell all your nephews, your sons, your daughters. Cause that man, he had sons and daughters and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But he looked at them. He was like, I don't fuck with none of them, bro. Damn, I don't trust none of them.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're gonna like do away with this land, and all my hard work's gonna be gone forever. So his nephew, my dad, he was the most responsible, and he knew, he saw it from a mile away. He's like, I'm gonna give it to you, bro. That's and my dad was like, all right, in exchange, I'll just give you 5 bands. Boom, no problem. So he owns it now. Now he lets his brother stay there. Mm-hmm. Now his brother hasn't paid him a dime, but like out of his kindness of his heart, he's like, no, go live there. I'm not there no more, so just live there. Now his brother, after like 20 years of living there,
he's like, it's my house.
He's kind of claiming
it. He's claiming it. It's like my house.
So he's done a lot of work to land and shit like that. So he's kind of claiming it.
Like remodeling type.
Yeah. He's built like a whole everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's kind of claiming it. And my dad's like, well, hold up there, bucko. Like, I let you stay there.
I let you stay here.
And I didn't ask for none of that. You did all that. So that guy's asking for like half. He's like asking for like half. And my dad's like, yo. But my dad, he got a step ahead. It's signed to his name. Right. So at any point, he could theoretically kick him out. And my dad's like, I don't want to do that, but I want to come to an agreement with him. Like, yo, just throw me a little bit of cash. Like, not even nowhere near where it's like.
I would say, out of the kindness of my heart, because if it was mine, out of the kindness of my heart, I'll give him like 10%. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, my dad was like, you know what? I'm down to give him 50%, but like.
50 is crazy.
But like, because he doesn't live there, and like but he might not even ever live there, right? So in exchange, he didn't get like he wants to get some cash. Mm-hmm. Now he doesn't want to tax him hella. He wants to give him like the family discount, but at least still some to where it's like, okay, this is nice.
It's nice, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So right now he's in that situation where like he doesn't know if his brother's gonna be like cool and be like okay, yeah, or like Like, nah, fuck no. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I saw a situation, right? And getting back to what I was saying, I told my dad, I was like, yo, look at your situation right now and I'll apply it to your house, bro. If anything ever were to happen, like, we're all your kids. So all his kids are on his will, like, for that house, yeah, on his insurance. I was like, we're all going to have to split your house. I was like, yo, your baby mama, she don't fuck with us, brother. Right. I was like, so she's going to want to sell your house, your hard-earned house that you, you know, worked so hard for. She's going to want to sell it and take the profit. She don't give a fuck about you. I was like, so listen, brother. I was like, put the house under me. I was like, because you can't trust the other two bastards, bro. They fucking suck, bro. My brothers are so irresponsible, bro. I was like, you cannot trust them, right? I was like, you can't trust them.
Trade up in the air.
For real. I was like, the only son you can trust is literally me. I was like, dude, so this is the plan. I was like, dude, you put that thing under my name, right? If something ever were to happen to you, I was like, dude, you have my word. I will not sell it. Like, you know, what I would plan to do is, like, I would rent it out and shit like that. Because this man pays $1,000 in rent, mortgage. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sweet cake, brother.
That's nice.
But if he dies, like, it gets paid off either way. Okay. So it's zero. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anything that you rent out that house for, it's all profit. So I was like, yo, like, I'll give, like, all the kids, all your kids, like, I'll split it evenly. I'll send it to them every single month.
Even the smallest one.
Even the smallest one. I'll send it to his mom and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure that it's all even, nothing. And I will never sell your house and shit like that. I was like, but if you leave it how it is, all four of us under your will, I was like, she's going to want to sell it and we're going to have to sell it. You know what I'm saying? Because he owns, like, a fourth of it. You know, if he wants to cash out his equity, we can't do nothing about it. So I told him, I was like, yo, be smart, bro. Choose your smartest fucking kid, bro. And that's what I plan to do as well. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, with my situation right now, I'm like, dude, it don't matter who's first, who's last. I'm going to take a look at my kids and be like, you're the fucking smartest one, bro. You will not fuck me over. You and, because you know how some rich parents, you know, there's rich, like, celebrities and shit like that. Yeah, yeah. They have, like, kids and shit like that. And their kids, like, are drug addicts and fucking turn out to be, rats, like, shills. Yeah. And they ruin everything, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to end up in that situation, so I'm going to pick up my smartest kid and be like, here, it's all yours. The throne is yours, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's, so you're going to give your whole...
Everything, bro.
To the only one kid.
Only one kid, yes. Now, that kid, I'm going to expect that kid to, like, divide it evenly, you know what I'm saying? Okay, divide it accordingly and be smart.
Not just for him.
Make smart moves with like, everything that we have, right? Okay, like, don't sell my house. Like, don't nothing like this.
You're supposed to be smart.
Yes.
It's crazy because... My dad has, including my mom, 3 baby mamas.
Oh,
and he didn't
include
the other kids. He included just us, real family.
Oh, hell no.
Stop playing with us. The real ones, the OGs. Just, it's me and my 3 siblings. So,
apart from you 3, there's more?
With the 80, yeah, apart from us 4, there's 2 more baby mamas and a kid each with that.
Oh,
so
shit.
So he's got 6 kids.
Oh, damn.
But he didn't include those. I mean, bro, they just got here, bro. Like,
oh, really?
They're like,
he's still popping them out?
No, like, they're like 4 or 5 years old. Like, Max is 5. Like, the other one is probably like 3 or something like that.
Hey, then your dad needs to get snipped, brother.
Dude, I've been trying to tell him. Bro, like, this man turning into Genghis Khan right now. He's trying to conquer the whole Gwinnett right now. Bro. Back up. Back up, bro. You know what? Yo. Get your ass back home, bro. That's what you need to do.
That's funny.
Get back home, bro. I don't know how he does it. Like, dude, this man is he's a Rizzler. Like, for real. Like, I don't know how he does it. He would come to our...
The same way you do it, brother. Being right funny, now, being the life of the party, brother.
Like, the Christmas, the family Christmas parties, the things. He would bring a girl over, like, you know, she's like, my dad's like, what?
Out of 45? His league is what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I would say out of his league. Yeah, bro, like, what? She's like closer to my age. Like, you know, she's probably, I'm 25. Whoa! I am not 25.
Yeah.
I'm 24. She's probably like 35, 36.
Okay.
So it's
okay,
like
okay.
In between of me and my dad.
So either
like
one of you
middle.
Can take her type shit.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because some of them kind of understand more English and I talk to them in English and I kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'll be, you know what I'm saying?
No way.
Just a little bit, like nothing Rizzo crazy.
Your dad's
I'm not
going to
do that, bro. I'm not finna, you know.
Yo, that's what I be saying, bro. Some of y'all be taking like your looks and shit too serious. Nah, you're just a funny guy. You're just lit, a good time, you know what I'm saying?
Just call me ugly right now?
No,
that's crazy. That shit was crazy right now. No.
This guy's crazy,
bro. Say it again, bro. Say it again.
No, bro. Just be cool. Be awesome. Had a good personality. Bro, work on your personality.
Somebody don't have the looks, but y'all funny for real. Like, I'm like looking straight at
you. Yo,
like,
if you ask a girl, right, what do you look for in a man, right? One of the first 3 things she's going to say is someone who can make me laugh. Tell me I'm wrong. Anybody in the fucking chat, tell me I'm fucking wrong. They're gonna say, yo, oh, someone who can make me laugh.
That's true. Yeah. They, so they also say, like, most of the time you see
it, they also say 6'3".
Yeah, they say 6'3". They say black, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay, I guess.
Yo,
but, shout out, Black History Month, February 1st.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shout out to them, brother.
But, like, I was gonna say, they say, like, the most prettiest girls, they don't have, like, the hottest guys. They're more, like, average looking. Yeah, and they never see the hottest guys with ugly girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what they say. But
yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
But yeah, all right, bro. This was fucking lit. I think that's it.
Is this it right now?
You wanna keep it going? We can keep going. What's up to y'all?
What's the time looking like?
Like 9:30.
Almost 1:20.
Well, I think we take another shot. You know what I'm saying? I think we had time a little shot. It's a 100 episode. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why are you?
Yeah, we got some more poppers going. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, let's pop. Let's
figure out how to pop this.
God.
Every single one of you means a lot to us.
Wait, Anthony, you know, I'm finna start a podcast with my homeboys.
No way, bro.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, he told me about it.
What?
The P Hill Boys.
What the hell is that?
Pleasant Hill.
Oh, Pleasant Hill Boys. Okay. Hey, well, now you get your first taste. Yeah. You know, you kind of see how it's operating.
Now you kind of see how it is a little bit.
You see how you, like, bounce off each other?
But this is like the outside view because you still have to edit. You still have to do everything on the outside. You should talk to him because he does, like for I said, real. He does everything. So
yeah, it's kind of like a science. You got to learn when to, like, bounce off each other and shit like that. Yo, we're going to help you out, bro. It's fucking lit. I always encourage that.
It's just natural for us, you know what I'm saying? We can do it.
Dude, this man came a long way. Like, dude, if y'all saw that clip, bro, like, dude. He's came a long. I watched, like, a lot of that video, actually.
The first episode that you saw right there?
Dude, I watched hundreds of hours.
Quiet as a mice. Dude. Yeah. I was not talking about
Yeah, guys. Now. Like, I had a good time. Like, that shit was like, that's
okay,
how we talk.
But yeah. And that's it. And then this man had to fill in the whole fucking episode.
I talked like 90% of the episode.
But yeah. I'm sure you did.
But it was late, brother. And I'm grateful you're still here, brother. That you still want to do these. Like, I was always scared that one day you're going to hit me up like, I don't want to do these shits no more. I'll be like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
I guess this is a bad time to tell you, bro.
all right, here we go. Let's pop these.
There you go. Hey, 100 episodes. Right. Let's do it. 100 more.
Ready, set, go. Woo! Oh, I think I broke it. Oh, I think I broke it.
Woo!
Oh, I think I broke it.
Come on. Whoa, that motion is crazy. Oh, nice. Here we go. Cheers.
Yo, cheers, lads. Thank you guys for being here, bro. Thank you. That show's fucking lit. 100 episodes down, 100 more to come, brother. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, bro. And thank you guys for being here, bro. Peace out. Boom.
I love you guys. See you.